In our lesson today, we're still talking about the trial of Jesus. In yesterday's lesson, we spoke of the religious trial, the Jewish trial, in which he underwent interrogations concerning his disciples, concerning his doctrine. He'd been accused of casting out devils by the devil. He'd been accused of a rebel rouser. He'd been accused of drinking too much and eating too much and spending too much time with the happy hour crowd. They called him a wine blibber and a glutton. They'd called him a heretic, a blasphemer. They felt that this man must die. In order to save the people, we've got to do away with this man, or he will lead the people astray. The priest said, "Tell us whether or not you are the Christ, the Son of God." We know what happened when he asked that question. So today, we're going into another trial before the civil court. Pilate would be the judge. In the book of John, chapter 18 and verse 28, tells us, they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not in into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they may eat the Passover. Can you believe that? And when Pilate came out to them, he said, "What accusations do you bring against this man?" And they answered him and said, "If he was not a felon, if he was not a criminal, we would not have delivered him unto you." In fact, they had his hands bound in order to show what kind of a dangerous criminal he really was. Then Pilate said to them, "Take him and judge him according to your law." The Jews said unto him, "It's not lawful for us to put any man to death." And of course, they were speaking the truth. They did not have the right to do this, to put him to death. And they knew that Pilate would not condemn an innocent man. That's why he asked them, "What charges have you brought against him?" They knew that to bring the charge of blasphemy against Jesus would not serve their purpose. In fact, Pilate would just tell them, "If it's concerning your law, I don't want to have anything to do with it." But they didn't mention blasphemy. Here's what they said. "We found this fella, perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king." Every word was a lie. If Christ had been the ringleader of sedition, Pilate would have certainly known about it. As for the charge that he had failed to give tribute to Caesar, only a short while before, when an attempt was made to entrap him in the temple, he had told the people to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. And the third charge, that he was king, was not that he made himself king of the Jews, but rather that he was a king that challenged Caesar. This too was a lie, because when the people sought to make him a king, he fled unto the mountains alone. Pilate suspected that they were not being truthful with him. He knew how much the Jews hated him, and Caesar, and Jesus. But one charge worried him. Was this prisoner before him a king? Pilate summons our Lord inside the house. And once inside the judgment hall, Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here." Then Pilate said unto him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.